Hello everyone, I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. Since heaven is home for believers, this will be a homecoming like we have never experienced. And what an awesome reunion that will be.
There are moments in this life when it's hard to carry on. When I think about my father and all the loved ones that are gone, friends and close relations somewhere on the other side, they've passed into forever, but the love will never die. Sometimes this tired world starts bringing my heart down, but you've got to bear the cross if you want to wear the crown. I often get impatient as Father Time keeps dragging on. I've waded through the darkness, now I'm ready for the dawn. I'm ready the dawn. I want to see heaven where the faithful carry on. I want to see heaven, oh Lord. I want to see heaven where the pain of sin is gone. As I read the morning paper, I'm reminded once again, we're surrounded by evil of a world that's dead in sin. And the only sane conclusion that my crazy mind can reach is to set my heart on heaven and to live the things I preach. I'm living every moment as if each one was my last. Put my treasure where my heart is and forget about the past. And if Jesus comes tomorrow, I'll be ready to depart. As he leads me to my mansion, I'll be following my heart.
See you.
Dear Father, in heaven, we are excited to meet you face to face in the fullness of your time. Our thoughts of being with you are dampened by the reality that there are so many people that haven't taken advantage of your offer for salvation. Lord, please help us as we strive to share the good news of salvation by your grace. As we think of our future in your presence, help us to be watching for opportunities to share the gospel. We read that you're not willing that any should perish, but that all come to you and be saved. We want to be so heavenly minded that we are actively looking for opportunities to share about your love. Father, please continue to direct our lives into the paths of those who need to hear the good news of the gospel. Then through the Holy Spirit, give us boldness to share. We ask these things in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Criticizing someone else, there are some things I'd rather leave behind. And another thing, and I don't have time to be bothered with he said, that she said, that they said, because it's all I can do to keep my own self in line. Oh Lord, work while it's day, 'cause I know the night is surely coming. I'm going all the way.
I'm determined.
I'm determined. Yes,
I've got a made up mind.
Got a made up mind.
I can't stand around
here
slow. Maybe they don't know We shall rise, we shall rise. thee, my blessed Savior, who so freely died for me, we shall rise, we shall rise.
We shall we shall
rise.
Amen. We shall rise.
Oh, hallelujah.
In the resurrection morning, when death's prison bars are broken,
we shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We shall rise.
We shall rise.
We shall rise.
We shall rise. We shall rise. Hallelujah.
We shall rise.
We shall rise.
We shall rise. Hallelujah.
We shall rise.
Amen. We shall rise.
You are listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. To learn more about this ministry online, go to calltoworship.us. When you visit us there, you can listen to previous programs. Our website includes archives of the Call to Worship programs for many years ago. You'll find hundreds to choose from. Since before the founder of this broadcast, Dave Kersey, retired in the fall of 2014, right up to the broadcast from last week. You will also find devotional readings, our statement of faith, and much more. As you enjoy this program, please know that it is your faithful support that makes the difference, enabling Call to Worship to be on the air. We are a listener-supported ministry. Please pray that we will have even greater opportunities to reach many more people. It is your support and prayerful partnership that allows us to reach thousands every weekend with this time of worship and praise. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. Visit us at calltoworship.us. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
Streets of God. when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory.
Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. course with every breath. Let heaven's breeze speed us there and grant us mercy evermore. As we sail,
as we sail to heaven's shore, Lord, we trust.
Seal of every door as we sail to heaven's shore. Holy Spirit, lead us on. Give us courage, bring us on. Draw us near.
For us Christians, we are just passing through. This world really is not our home. You may have heard the phrase that we should be careful not to be so heavenly minded that we're no earthly good. Well, God clearly wants us to be aware of our future. Jesus Christ told his disciples that he was going away to prepare a home for them. Although we have a lot to do before we die or his return, and during that time, I'm excited about our homecoming and the reunion that will be. Heaven is where God is, so that's where we want to be. And we will be in the presence of those also who have gone before. There will be no more death or dying, and we will finally enjoy peace and rest from all the cares and concerns of this world. God dwells in heaven. Look at Deuteronomy 26. Now, look down from your holy dwelling place in heaven and bless your people Israel and the land you swore to our ancestors to give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. Matthew 6, Jesus instructed the disciples to pray this way, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Mark 16, when the Lord Jesus had finished talking with him, he was taken up into heaven and sat down in the place of honor at God's right hand. I expect that we will fellowship with a huge number of others there. Just listen to verses from Hebrews where we read about the halls of faith in Hebrews 11. It was by faith that the people of Israel marched around Jericho for 7 days and the walls came crashing down. It was by faith that Rahab the prostitute was not destroyed with the people in her city who refused to obey God, for she had given a friendly welcome to the spies. How much more do I need to say? It would take too long to recount the stories of the faith of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and all the prophets. By faith, these people overthrew kingdoms, ruled with justice, and received what God had promised them. They shut the mouths of lions, quenched the flames of fire, and escaped death by the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned to strength. They became strong in battle and put whole armies to flight. And then in chapter 12 of Hebrews, Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. There'll be no more dying there. Isaiah 25, he will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. For the Lord hath spoken it, and it shall be said in that day, Lo, this is our God. We've waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. 1 Corinthians 15, Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. Our future, where God is. Psalm 16. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Isaiah 60. Thy sun shall no more go down. Neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Isaiah 64. For since the beginning of the world men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Jesus Christ told the disciples, John 14, Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Heavenly Father, please bring rest to the souls of your children. Calm the storms of life, and bless them with your rest today as we look forward to eternity with you in heaven.
I'm kind of home, I'm home. There's a true story all about glory and the glad angel band.
Heaven's angel band.
Wonder if it's been told to you.
If it's ever been told to you.
If I could tell you how it would thrill you, you could then understand.
You could understand
why the Lord built a place for you. A place for you. Over there.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song, as our focus has been on our homecoming, the soon coming heavenly reunion. I hope that this time has been an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And if you are not a believer, please listen. If you're interested in learning more about God and how to obtain more fulfillment in your life, talk to a local pastor. God loves you so much that He sent His Son Jesus into this world to give you new life and a future in heaven. Christ can give fulfillment and purpose in life and help fill your heart and mind with healthy thoughts that will bring about kind and loving actions. God's Word makes it clear that there are many good things available from Him, but the greatest is His love. When you make a decision, please let us know. By mail to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us, where you'll find the good news of the gospel, as well as more information about this ministry. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, folks, we have an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved for us in heaven. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation, and glory, and honor, and power unto the Lord our God.
My heart can sing. a heartache here is but a stepping stone along a trail that's winding always upward. This troubled world is not my final home, but until then my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy carry on until the day when my eyes behold the city. Until the day God calls me. This weary world, with all its toil and struggle, may take its toll of misery and strife. The soul of man is like a waiting falcon. Destined for the skies, but until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy, I'll carry on. God calls me home. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face. One who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. The city. Until the day God calls.